Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. First of all, on behalf of my wife, I'd like to thank all Kemitas for planning and arranging such wonderful potluck come, birthday puja and potluck sharing for my wife today. It so happened this Tuesday class coincides with her birthday. Her birthday is actually tomorrow, but tonight, midnight, is also the eve. So that's why when I saw the first message from Kok Lun, I told my wife, don't worry, just allow them to rejoice. Then they, like I used to say, if there can be an occasion for wholesomeness, why not? Then I know a lot of Kanamita, you all really had a lot of gratitude towards my wife. She is very supportive of all our Dhamma activity. And she has a lot of patience and she has a lot of good understanding too. Ever since I started all this, she never once complained to me, never. In fact, she developed the joy too. She also learned, like you all. Then she also every time initially tell me, no need, she is not important. I said, no, it's Kayamita who has this sense of gratitude. And they really want to do something for you. Why not? So early on, for those who may not know, Yun Chan, almost every year she will do for her. Then she will actually plan for one or two tables among the Tuesday class, the old Kayamita. We used to go for dinner, she will plan it. Then later on, as the group become bigger, so last few years, I think, they say it's better to have it on a Tuesday class. Then the last 2 years, I think, it coincide with the Tuesday class. It so happened last year also same, 18, if I'm not wrong. So today is a very good, and for Kayamita, every day is auspicious. We don't have to choose a date. So today is the 18th, December 2018. So it also marks the ending of the year 2019. So after this, the weekend will be Christmas. Then we will have our holiday. So Christmas class is cancelled. So next Tuesday, cancelled. But the first one, Pamasuri say we better have it. We are every year, beginning of the year, the first Tuesday class marks a new beginning. And it has been very, very beautiful all this while. We are every time we have that special puja on the beginning of the year, something very strong happens. Especially our Kayamita force. They are very, very different now. The Kayamita force, the Kayamita nature is moving. And a lot of Kayamita has actually progressed, benefited. And most of you, as cultivator, as Dhamma friend, you can feel it. It's very strong. Then many things happen. So if you have attended most of the classes, listened to the talk, you will know. A lot of things actually happen. Then our activity are actually very unique, very beautiful. Then my nature rejoices because there is a lot of joy. Seeing Kayamita developing the understanding, diligently having the faith and sincerely walking this path, which is very, very unique and very beautiful. So shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, with that, I will do the puja first. After that, you all can do the formality. I was told Pamasuri has brought a very nice flower for offering to my wife. So you all should. I know, all these are from Kayamita Fund. Then I saw today's potluck is special, a lot of good food. That's why I told Brad to take photo. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, the sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无地藏王菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦不当巴嘎万当阿比瓦帝咪娑迦多巴嘎瓦达达摩达曼那玛萨咪Supatipano Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of our chanting book. Right? We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami,Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami,Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadam SamadhiyamiKamesu Mijacara Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhapamadatthana Viramani Sikkhapadam SamadhiyamiNow we will chant the Padipa Puja offering of light. Ganna sarapa dittena dippena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayuttena dupenahang suganghinaPujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bacana mutamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siri pada sarorohePujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena mattena ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tatayati vinasabhavang adivasetu no bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu no bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu no bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajama. Padang Pajami. Damang Pajami. Sanghang Pajami. Okay, you can visit that, then you all can continue with your whatever ceremony you want to do. Who will represent you all? Huh? Pamasri, huh? Yuan Chan, come, Yuan Chan. Oh, see, our Mei Xiang is here. Wow, the lucky one. We just about to make the offering. Yes, the Kuan Yin don't have. Huh? Oh, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. Oh, okay. Your choice, your choice. Yeah, use the cordless mic. No, no, okay, Pamasri Yong. Nipang Pai Chow. Hey, look here, here, man, Lu Si Chu Jiao. Zhu jiao and zhu jiao different.
Shall we call upon Mrs. Teo Yin Chan to offer a bouquet on behalf of all Kayanamitas to Mrs. Steele
for all her support and whatever wonderful
Yes.
Okay, rejoice, huh?
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, then my wife says she will offer to the Buddha. So you all must bear in mind, she is not only my wife, she is also all of your Kayanmitas. Then she is also instrumental to many things which you all may not know. Without her support, a lot of things may not happen. She really do her duty very well this life. Take care of me, take care of the family, and take care of the household. Then he also take care of the Kayanmita very well. Oh, okay. Yeah. See, so everything you must share. Never mind. It's okay. Sadhu. That's why this can be occasion for joy. And at the same time, a lot of wholesomeness. Why not? So I used to tell people, I said, don't allow your mind to distract you. Paisi, aya no need la. Every time like that. So if there is really sincerity expressed, then you can, wow, so fast want to eat. I say a few words on your behavior. She very shy. She says she don't want to say anything. But I say they requested for a short speech. So now I try to maybe give her some very good points to make that short speech later on. So all this rejoicing, wholesomeness, they are very beautiful. Then it can be an occasion for gathering of Kayanmita fellowship. Then this bonding is not easy to come by. Then you can actually develop a lot of Dhamma understanding and understand how Dhamma can actually flow and flower or flourish. Without all this sincerity, wholesomeness of mind, rejoicing, virtue, none of this is possible. You understand? The gratitude. So these are the quality of mind that a cultivator will have. So it's not about Brother Teo's wife's birthday. No, it's an occasion that is very unique, very auspicious. That if you know how to make use of it, it will be beautiful. That's why even the gathering of Kayanmita to celebrate my birthday, for me, I don't need, because I used to tell you all my birthday when I was studying fall on the exam. So I never get to celebrate in that sense. Then later on, when the Kayanmita started request after I came out to share in the year 2004, they told me, Brother Teo, it's not about you, it's for us to do something. They want to express their gratitude, their thanks. Then also I say, well, if that is the case, if it can be an occasion for joy, why not? Then we had it. And it has been 14 years already. Very fast. Next year, 15. So, year by year, things happen. Year by year, Kayanmita become beautiful. And the Dhamma keep on flourishing. Then there is another book. Today also marked the occasion for the launching of that book, The Five Aggregates of Form and Mind. The one that I delivered in the year 2005, March, after I came out to share. These were the very early teachings. And it's so beautiful. That's why Pratyu read it. He said, Pratyu, this is very good. I think we better reprint. Oh, I said, I forgot already. Then he sent to me. So I read through. It was beautiful. And you read through that one, you will know 2005 until now, nothing has changed. The whole teaching is still the same. But this one more detail. Because that time I find that the Kayama Tower were very new. A lot of things they cannot understand. So I have to really go deep into it. So when you read this one, you will penetrate. Because this was the early sharing. Later on, those who came later, you don't have opportunity to listen to this. Because the moment we start with the five aggregate, it's like we assume you know, and I assume I know. So this is not something that you can get by. Even in our retreat, we just go through the short notes. I don't have much time to explain because I have to cover the whole of the Heart Sutta and the whole retreat topic and schedule or what they call our Dhamma aspect that we need to really move forward and let you all understand. Then there must be enough time for reporting of meditation, Q&A and all those things. So because of that, I can't do much, but I can really take you all along. So there is like a revision, and you have to come back, reflect, contemplate, and develop the phase two of Dhamma, Patipatti. So Pariyatti is the main intent of the retreat sharing, so that you understand clearly what this teaching is all about, then put it into practice. Then this five-year form of mind, when it come out, I will read through and go through with you all. And you all go back, read through it. It will be very beautiful. I hope to get it printed before the end of the year. So tomorrow I will finish the final check. Then I will send to Brother Tiu. Then he will send to the printer. Then they will do up the master copy. Then I do another final check. Hopefully, before the end of the week, it can go to the printer. Yeah, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, I will receive it from Padmasuri, hopefully. Then I will finish it out before I go back to Alostar. I have a trip back to Alostar. So this weekend, all the classes will be cancelled. But I think it only affect Tuesday class and Thursday class. Or Sunday class, sorry. Yeah, Thursday class is on. Yeah. Okay, with this, we can have our potluck meal. Oh, you ate before you came. So, oh, good. Wow, Chewy got this biscuit. At first, I thought I saw on the WhatsApp. He said, I got not enough time to bring anything. Then they said, don't worry, Chewy, just bring yourself. Oh, now he said he brought biscuit. Ah, you did that? Okay. No problem, no problem. Oh, can. One round. After sla, you chant. They say stomach first. Closing time. Okay. So let us adjourn for our pala dinner. It's very, very beautiful food. Very tasty, very well done. I think you all will love it. And it's really a lot of food, abundant, because of your parami. So let us adjourn. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And I'd like to thank all who brought fruit and fruits or whatever for this special potluck dinner. Okay, we can go. Now that we have the food and also the birthday cake celebration for all those who are born in the month of December together with my wife. So we sang the birthday song for them. So again, it's an occasion for joy. Then how is today's cake? Is it nice? Good, Sadhu. It's definitely on, special. The brownie, really, they say award-winning, really. After I try, Manyan, thank you. It's really award-winning. So, tonight, we all really had a good celebration, yeah? A very good gathering. Then I really rejoice, yeah? With from the bottom of my nature, yeah? And thank you all for arranging such beautiful celebration for my wife, yeah? And all those who can make it to this occasion of joy and wholesomeness. Okay, now that we have finished with all the food and all the birthday song, and all the whatever rejoicing and wholesomeness, now we are back to Dhamma. So Dhamma is still our main course. So I heard you all want my wife to say something. See? By popular request. use the mic there. Say a few words of thanks at least. Whatever. Okay. Must sit here. Come, sit. Sit on the chair.
First of all, I like to thank Kalyamitas. So
can use Mandarin. Don't worry. She more used to Mandarin.
I'm very thankful to thank Kalyamitas. When I prepare 这特别的生日 party. Makan party.
Thank you.
所以我们要珍惜这因缘来修行。 净虚空天法劫十方三世一切佛菩萨保佑我们同修同一起修行的佛友伽利密达加持我们引导我们走上正道一直到这佛道完圆满。 最重要的是我们要去修根据佛陀所讲的去修一切我们要修的不是就已经讲了你就根据他所的教导<笑> 真正的去修行，实实在在的去修，就是了。
We should all rejoice. He said you all should cultivate together. Then he invoked the blessing of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all the great beings. To bless, protect, and guide you all, so that you can walk the path of Dhamma successfully and beautifully, and realize all your good and noble wishes. Then her message in reply in the My Kalyamita website, she says, strive on with heedfulness. That is important too. So these are the words that she wants to express. but she is not good at public speeches. So we all should understand what she tried. So at least she break the ice today. She usually very shy. So we all should give her another round of applause, rejoice. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, anybody else want to say something? Today we open up for discussion, easier. No. Any of you want to say whatever to my wife or whatever, you can. You don't have to say yourself. Or whatever you feel, you can express it. You can thank her or express your gratitude towards what she has done for you and all those things. Then after I got another idea too. They all came back from Wat Na Long. So they can share. Not today. Okay, not today. Next. Anybody want to share anything? Yeah, Yun-chan. They want you to say a few words. Yeah, Yun-chan represents Kayamitas. She has been a pillar of support.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Teo, for laying down the mats and putting everything every week to make sure we have all water and stuff ready. Thanks a lot.
Also the banana.
Yeah, and the bananas.
Yeah, he purposely asked the Pasar Malam vendor to reserve for her. So sometimes they reserve very nice banana. These are Brangan, good species. And I didn't know last time she bought back all the black spot. I saw the banana with the black spot. I said, why you buy this type of banana? He said, this is the good one. A lot of black spot one are the real good bananas. Then now we look for black spot.
Mrs. Yeo has been very good. She's been sending things to Thursday class, and Thursday class sent back to Tuesday class.
Yeah.
And she's been taking the stuff back from one class to the other. Thanks a lot for caring for us. Okay. Anybody else wants to say anything?
Yeah, each person say a little bit. PG sure got something.
Sorry, a bit blur today. On and off the switch also to forget. First of all, I, on behalf of all Kalamitas, would like to thank Mrs. Teo, who has been very kind to us and very generous to all of us. And also for her great support to Bratio and to all of us. We would like to wish her happy birthday and good wishes always for the years to come. Many happy returns and may we all walk this path of Dharma together. And of course I will wish everyone may they fulfill their aspiration this lifetime. Thank you.
Very good. Wow, they pass the mic everywhere. N, 可以啦, N. 讲华语也可以. You left. Light 是中间，要推啊，有了。
我不晓得说什么，我只有说一声心里的话，感恩。
Sadhu. Oh, that is very good.
感恩所有的一切。
Sadhu.
我们所得到的这几年来。我们也在这里学了好多好多的东西。
是哦。
最重要的是，我们有没有用在我们这生活之中？
Sadhu. Yeah, very important.
不是只是学，我们真的是活在。
Yeah, 活在。
活在法中。
法中，
这才是最重要。
嗯。
这也是这几年来我所经历到的东西。
是的。
也看到种种类类的所发生的。
嗯。
有些真的他学得好深好深，但是当他跑出来在社会中，他们的 behavior 根本不是我们所要的。
对。
也不是法中所说的。
对对对。那对，嗯 ，very good。
我也希望我们能够跑得更远。
Yeah。
更强的。
嗯。
也有更。
更努力。嗯。
更努力的在这个道路中。
嗯，那对，那对 ，very good。Let's rejoice 啊！那对，那对，那对。How many of you don't know Mandarin? A translation. Okay. She's very good. She started off by saying.The first thing she wants to do is gratitude. Yeah, she wants to express her gratitude. Then she continued, which is very beautiful, is it? We all have learned a lot over these few years while we are attending all these classes. So he said, you can learn, you can have a lot of Dhamma, but the most important is you must know how to use it in life to walk the path of Dhamma.Life itself is the teaching. Dhamma is in life, not in the book, not in the knowledge. Then if you can diligently, with faith, walk this path, then you will see the result, you will progress, and you will become beautiful. Then he asks you all to really, really put it into practice, cultivate. If you don't make use of what you learn,It will not benefit you. It will not benefit others. It will not benefit society. Then she said she has seen a lot of people who learn a lot of Dhamma. But when they come out to life, their behavior is not reflected in the Dhamma sense. It's not of the Dhamma world. So it's not easy to apply what you have learned.Unless you have really cultivated sincerely, then when you have realized, you become different, you become transformed. Then initially, even before you awaken, the first two turning wisdom, the initial wisdom is good enough for you to transform your life. This Dhamma is so beautiful because it can bring aboutGreat benefits. It can bring about great transformation in the individual, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. Then you can really have a lot of joy, a lot of peace within, a lot of happiness, and you can be a blessing to all. So she hopes all Kayanamita can really put forth the resolve, cultivate diligently, sincerely.So that you can really benefit from what you have learned and have gratitude, which is very important. When you have gratitude, your heart opens up, there is joy. Then you know how to appreciate things. You are very appreciative of the Dhamma, of life, of everything that people do. Even as a Kayamita group,We can be together in such harmony, with such understanding, is because we are sincere and we have the Dhamma. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to express it this way. And I also heard from a lot of people. The feedback is very, very good. You say our Kayamita are very different. Every time they see our Kayamita,It's a relative, your Kayamita is different. First thing is, they realize they don't have ego. Understand? Then they are not aggressive. They are very helpful. Even Gumo used to tell me, she liked to join our group and our Kayamita, even though she is Mandarin educated. But she said, you cannot find such sincere people, really. And she is very close to Stephanie. She likes Stephanie. Then a lot of Kalamita, even on spiritual trip, she finds that they are so helpful. Then Queenie also will know, Mrs. Ho also will know. I just saw Mrs. Ho came. She sent her thing, then she is flying off to Japan tomorrow. So otherwise she will be here. Just like these are people with very strong faith and very, very sincere. And she is also a very generous Kalamita. She do a lot of wholesomeness. Every time we go spiritual trip with her, you all will know it. She will buy a lot of things and she will share and give to a lot of people. Then most of the time she will try to partake in all the activity even at her age. She will also sing, then have all this joy. Then there were certain trip where the spiritual trip fall on her birthday. I remember that one special trip which we went to this Meisan. That trip, it was her birthday, I think. The Japanese restaurant. Yeah, the Japanese restaurant, we were there. They all were there. So that occasion was really beautiful. And then the clang on the lady, Australia, the sister of who? Bilan. Yeah. They all both also, I think, happened to be their birthday, I think. Then many trip also, Brother Tion's birthday. No, Brother Tion many times already, I remember. Two or three times. I got one time he also didn't know. Earl brought a special cake. So when we recall to mind all this wholesome thing that we have developed, that we have control, we will have a lot of joy. Why? Because you never wasted your life. You understand what is wasted your life? You come all the way. There is the Buddha Sasana. Beautiful. But you have never really lived. So you have wasted your life. You have not cultivated the spiritual cultivation and the spiritual understanding. Your spiritual cultivation and spiritual understanding are very important. It not only serves you this life, it serves you life after life. And these are wholesomeness that money cannot buy. And this will all be registered in your karmic nature, in your spiritual nature. And they will be useful when you need them. So for those who understand, they will go all out, develop the sadha, the virya, then sincerely cultivate. Then when they have the condition to really move, they have a lot of joy. That's why your faith in the Triple Gem is very strong. Then like we shared recently, Avijja Sutta, the 10 steps are not difficult. As Kalamita, you already have the first 4 steps. Then after that, you only need to stabilize your daily mindfulness. The moment you stabilize your daily mindfulness, you are home. After your daily mindfulness come to be, you can cultivate sense restraint. Then after that, you can develop the 3 way of good conduct. By then, you would have at least become a sotapan. Then after that, you go into the 4 foundation of mindfulness. If you really do it, like the sutta is mentioned, the fastest is 7 days. But the longest is how long? 7 years. Not too long. You would have at least become an anagami. If you have done it sincerely, diligently, with the right understanding. So it's not difficult. then from there you don't have to come back. They call the anagami non-returner. Non-returner means you don't take rebirth and come back to the sensual realm. You, as an anagami, will take birth in the pure effort, the form realm, the highest, more or less the highest of the form realm, the last five realms. So they call it the pure effort, where anagami reside. So these are the benefits and advantage. Then when you are there, you live very long. Then you will realize arahantship. Then you have the condition from there, you can still cultivate the bodhisattva way. Then do whatever you want to do with your understanding of life and all these things. These are all very wholesome and very beautiful things. So very good. We should thank Sister Anne for the good sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, who is next? Pamasuri, yes. Thank you. So tonight you got the opportunity to say whatever you want to say because of the condition we arise.
Mrs. Teo, 我要跟你说一声感恩，有你真好。祝愿你身体健康，长命百岁。
哇，萨德。
So that we all can cultivate together walk the path together. Actually, 从你的身上我学到了很多东西。我看到了什么叫做悲智受蕴。
萨德。
You know, she really showed us a very good example. She doesn't talk very much, but she do it by action. And from there, I learn from her. And I learn a lot from her sharing, especially when we go trips together. She always share a lot of things with me. Really, thank you very much.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Wow, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, you have been mindful, observant. You will come to learn many things because you can see them. Then you can learn from what people has developed, their parami, their virtue. Have you heard her complain before? Never. That's why I say she very, very patient and very understanding. And for Kayanamita, for the Dhamma, she can sacrifice, she can do a lot of things. She will go all out and do. That's why she developed this type of understanding and joy. Then I also teach her this afternoon when we were having our lunch. I say, do you know you don't have like air, what they call air? You know what is air, no? Arrogant, like very proud. 没有价值哦。So thank you. The main reward is very good. So when you see somebody like that, I used to, I think use the word tease. I say they call you what? Your teacher's wife, you call Su Mu. She said, no. She never act that way. She never said, hey, you don't respect me. I'm Simo. No? Don't have. She like nobody. If I don't introduce her, nobody know her. But Kanyamita know her. And sometimes I need to tell people, this is my wife. Then they look at her, wow, really different. Then what I like is she do her duty well. And she really, really have that understanding. And I used to say in Hokkien, Ho Bo. How Lao Po. So these are the things you appreciate you can bring about that type of understanding and have that type of harmony and relationship, then with duty comes Dhamma. If you have Dhamma, you don't have duty, that Dhamma is not correct. That Dhamma is wrong. Have you heard of this complainer? Many people tell me, you know, I don't know how true or not. He said some of the, of course I have to quote the place that they quote, some of these people who go and help out at Ciji, you know that? Ciji, they have a lot of. But I was told some of them, is their observation, I don't know true or not, but I think in certain aspect it's true. It seems they are very keen to go and do the activity there, but they don't know how to do the same thing towards their family member. You heard of this? Yeah? They neglect until got conflict and all those things, until argument and fight. Got one time, I remember, I got one brother-in-law. He passed away already. Yeah. My sister was married to him. So during that time when my sister was helping out in Ciji, well, my sister that time don't understand this. So to her, is she liked to go there because she's medical field. She liked to bring the doctor there and all those things. Then she forgot to actually develop the sensitivity to explain or talk to the husband so that he understand. Until my brother-in-law called me out and complained to me. He said, he respect me, of course. So he said, he cannot take it anymore. I said, what happened? He said, you have to talk to your sister. He said, he day and night also there, Chichi, until house neglect, and bring the youngest daughter there. And whole day activity there, all say. Then the husband, what is going on? So in that sense, I think they don't have enough understanding and sensitivity. That's why Dhamma has to be cultivated with understanding. If your own life are not in order, how can you help people? You understand? Yeah? Can you understand? Your duty you must do first, understand? No? If you neglect your duty and you think this is Dhamma, you must go and do priority, means there is this misunderstanding. You don't know what life is all about. If there is no harmony within your own family, without the harmony and the peace and the understanding and the good life, you cannot be productive. You cannot be useful to society because you yourself have problems. So, like they used to say, charity starts from where? At home. So, whatever you want to do, you make sure your life is in order. That's why before I come out to share, I make sure not only I have Dhamma, I make sure my whole family is beautiful, in order, and everything I do is proper, and my friends are also. But this is a natural aspect of cultivation. But when you cultivate without the understanding, the true understanding of the Dhamma, then you tend to have problems. That's why I heard many people tell me, they can go all out and do all those things, but they neglect their own family and all those things. And some of them find it so difficult to actually develop the harmony with their loved ones, with their family members and all those things. And there's a lot of conflict, misunderstanding. So Dhamma is about virtue. When you have Dhamma, you have virtue. Because the advice of the Buddha is virtue. You know, isn't it? Avoid all evil means you are incapable of evil. Then do good, wholesomeness, you have virtue. Then cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. And what is Noble Eightfold Path? All the eight noble qualities, so that you can become very noble in all aspects of your life. If this is not in you, you have to check. That is not Dhamma. But if you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path, you have Dhamma. And most important is right view. Right view is most important. And right view is a very big topic, very wide topic. Right view with regards to life, especially law of karma. Then right view with regards to how you function as a human being, the law of dependent origination, how your mind arises, how they arise and condition things, and how when you don't know how to use your thought process, you end up suffering. And you must have wisdom to see clearly the five aggregates of form and mind. They are not what you think. They are dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Not a permanent unchanging entity, not you, not real, not what you think. That's why when you have this understanding, there is no more self-delusion, sakkayaditti no more. Then the ego melts away. Then you start to develop mindfulness to see clearly the universal characteristics of impermanence. Then when you want things your way, suffering will arise. That is also a universal characteristic. And because it's impermanent, it cannot be real. It cannot be what you think it is. Whatever that is impermanent is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. No such thing. Then, because it is dependent originating, condition arising, mind make ade, the whole lot of phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. How real can consciousness be? Mind make ade, just consciousness, come and go, come and go. Then why did you get yourself entangled? How come you can be deluded until you can grasp and cling onto the phenomenal world, thinking that it's so real? That's why without mindfulness, without the Dhamma, without the wisdom, you can never develop the wisdom and awaken. The universal characteristic will liberate your mind, free your mind. Anicchang dukkhang anatta. Anatta got two meanings. Not only is non-self, empty nature existence. Everything is just dependent originating, condition arising. They come and they go, no reality. And within life itself, as real as it can be, is only the present moment. And how stable is the present moment? Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. So Dhamma cultivation got many levels. When the book come out, you will find it very useful, the five aggregate of form and mind. Inside that sharing, that 2-hour transcript book sharing, I explain many things. I teach them how to understand the five aggregate of form and mind. Then I explain what is a phenomena. Then I explain how the Buddha connect the teaching. You must have mindfulness. Then you must learn to see the dependent originating, condition arising aspect of nature. Then from there, you will start to understand the unreality of form. That all of form, external form, physical form, mental form, and nature's form, they arise due to condition. When condition cease to be, they cease. When condition continue to sustain, it exists. This is nature's condition. Then how do you know that form? You perceive it through your perception aggregate. So again, it's just an image in front of your forehead. How real can it be? That's how you will start to see form and all this. They are not real. They are impermanent. My make are they. They are dependent originating. Then when you start to see clearly all this form, you are not deluded anymore. Yeah. Then you start to see the unreality of form. Means the universal characteristic of impermanent, suffering state, non-self and emptiness. They are inherent in all things, all phenomena in this world. Then when you start to see all this, you start to have the ability to see beyond form. Seeing beyond form is very important. Can you follow? Yeah? You know how to see form or not? Yeah? This table, how do you see it? The Buddha Rupang in the back, how do you see it? Yeah? Via your what? Your mental perception is that you have this quality of mind, aggregate of mind to perceive. That's how you can perceive it. But the very perception of it, if you don't have the understanding, you will think it's real, isn't it? Yeah, it's very solid, isn't it? Yeah? You can touch it, isn't it? Very solid, isn't it? Then you say it's real. Yeah. But then the question is, how does this thing arise? It has its nature's condition. Without its nature's condition, this one will not be here. This one will not exist. So that is the first aspect of dependent originating, impermanent condition arising. Then, how do you come to know this table? You perceive it, isn't it? So mind make a day, the mind perceive. Then it enters your mind, this aggregate. It's just an image in front of your brain. The image, how real can it be? Externally already conditioned arising, dependent originating. Then how do you know this form? Through your perception, which is a mental image, it's even more unreal. Externally already not so real. When you bring to mind, when you perceive it, it's even more unreal because it's just an image. But you are being deceived, deluded. You grasp, you cling, you hold, you give meaning. And sometimes you fight for it. You sometimes kill for it. So all these are delusions. So that's why the Buddha said you have to learn to see clearly with mindfulness. First you learn to see form, then you see the unreality of form because of its universal characteristic. Then after that you can see beyond form. Beyond form means this form has got no power over you. You understand? Yeah? You understand? Huh? The phenomenal world got no power over you because they are all not real. Images, understand? Huh? Dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Only mighty nature rolling by. So how real can it be? So when you start to understand all this, your mind don't lashes on like before. Because you have straightened your view. You have less avijja. That's why your mental thinking, your mental reaction and stirring starts to slow down. That's how your sankhara slow down. Avijja paccaya sankhara slow down. Then you have more and more moment of mindfulness. Clarity. That's why form aggregate is very important. If you cannot break through form, you can't cultivate. So the first level is to learn to see form through mind. Then through mindfulness, you see the unreality of form. Then you can see beyond form. Yeah. So when you see beyond form, that is what the Surangama Sutta famous saying is all about. Perception of form is what? Eh? Perception of form is what? Huh? So fast forgotten. It's all in the Heart Sutta book. When the Zen master points towards the table, the student that say he's enlightened answer table kena whack, you know. True or not? So perception of form is what? Huh, it's still consciousness. Still mind make. You say you enlightened. Enlightened means you have the direct seeing. This one, no word, no concept. So perception of form is consciousness. Whereas it's non-perception is what? Wisdom. But do you know how to apply it on? Just now I teach you, learn to see form. Learn to see the unreality of form. Can follow? Then, last one. Learn to see beyond form. Beyond form means what? You are not perceiving this fellow anymore. That's why perception of form is consciousness. You are trapped within the conditional. Whereas it's non-perception. When I see beyond form, form got no power over me. That's why my mind liberate. You understand? And how does your mind liberate? Take for example the human body, physical form. If you cannot see beyond this physical body, you are going to have a lot of problem. You know why? When you look at this form, you will create a lot of wrong view. You look at the physical form, means what do you see? Like this one. You see a Chinese. Understand? A male. An elderly person. Then you have all this division coming in. The division come in form of like your skin color, your race, then whether you are fat or your what they call physical BMI is improper proposition. They call it proper dimension or what. Otherwise, people can create duality and division to divide. So form can make you different. They come up with words, concept and idea and create the division. Then you argue. One word race, you argue. Then your belief system, the religion that you hold on to, again you argue. Then sometimes they divide through gender, male and female. Then whether you are young or you are the elderly, or the working class and all those things. So if you can see beyond form, you have less problem with it. We don't have to argue about gender. We don't have to argue about race. Then we don't have to even argue about whether you are old or young or whatever. So the delusion created by form division is no more there. Then when we look beyond the mind, what do we see? There is a consciousness inside, mind. Then we are not so different already. Right? No more male, female, no more Chinese or skin color or those things. Then no more of how your form is. Yeah. Then we can actually have similarity. Yeah. But at the mind level, you can still have difference. Everyone is different. You have your own conditioning, your views, your opinion of things, your whatever tradition that you hold on to, your culture, your belief systems, your education. So if you are a technical person, or you are a philosophical person, or if you are of the what they call the art stream, yeah, where you like sociology, you like art subject, then there is still a lot of difference even at the mind level. Then you look at things differently via your views, opinion and conditioning and belief system, even your tradition. Then there is still a lot of right and wrong argument, disharmony. Sometimes they go to war because of ideology and all those things. So we have to learn from what the Buddha has taught us, after you have the ability to see beyond form, you learn to see beyond mind. That's why you need to understand through mindfulness the dependent origination, the four foundation of mindfulness, so that your daily mindfulness is very, very stable. When you have a very stable daily mindfulness, then you can see your mental intention, your selfishness, your delusion, your greed, your anger, your hatred, your envy, your jealousy, your emotion, your phobia, your scarce memory, everything that can make you miserable and condition you into suffering. So as you see all this, you start to understand that the mind itself is also not real, like the form. They are also impermanent. The aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of sankhara, mental states, mental formation, mental volition and all those things, and even consciousness, they come and they go, they arise and they pass away, but you didn't die. So how can they be you? If they are not you, then why did they arise in you? Then who are you? What are you? That's why you had to go through that five aggregate of form in my book. It explained to you clearly, like I used to explain, the physics experiment. We are, as a human being, we have a physical body with the senses. Then the consciousness trapped inside, they can make contact with your sense bases and arise the respective sense door consciousness. That's why these are dependent originating, conditioned arising. They are not intrinsic to your true mind. They arise through condition. That's why they are impermanent. The moment they arise, when condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. You must see them in the meditation. You must have this stability of mindfulness to see the moment of its arising, sustaining and passing away, there and then. Then you awaken. Without this stability of mindfulness to see all this clearly, to awaken, without thought, without word, you can't. That's why mindfulness is very important. So when you can see form, the unreality of form, then you can see beyond form. You move on to mind. That's why the four foundation of mindfulness start with kayanupassana, form. Then you go to feeling. Then you go to citta, mental state. Then you go to dhamma. That's how it goes. So mind is the same. You have to learn to see mind. Your mind is just consciousness and its content, more subtle. You must be mindful to understand how you function as a human being, how your brain create thought, how the thought arises through response to memory. Then when you hold on in your memory all this rubbish, your scars of memory, your experiences, good and bad, your fear, your phobia, your selfishness, your wrong view, your delusion, your tradition and all those things. And this is going to kill you. This is going to make you deluded. And you will continuously arise wrong thought, because thought is respond to all those you accumulate in your memory. And you accumulate a lot of rubbish, psychological rubbish. These are all wrong thoughts that will condition your suffering, your misery. We have already defined, wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your envy, your jealousy, your stupidity, even your fear. So all this, you start to see them in your daily life, your meditative mindfulness. Then when you start to see, again you see that they are not real. They are impermanent. They are dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Then you will understand why the Buddha said all of sankhara, sabbe sankhara, the content of consciousness is impermanent. That all of sankhara, through wrong view, you will attach, cling and develop suffering. Thing is just the way it is, cannot be otherwise. If you want thing your way, you suffer. That's why you have to be at peace with the moment, with the reality, with what is. So learn to see things as they are. Accept people for what they are. Nature is, cannot be otherwise. The nature's law that governs life and existence, they are very clear. So when you are mindful and able to see all this, then finally you can see beyond mind. So when you can see beyond mind, you and I and every living being, we are one. We are no different. Our nature is one. There is no word, no concept, no division, nothing. No mundane mind. Just that pure nature, the eternal nature which was never born. So this is how Dhamma can really be penetrated and awakened to. That's why I wait for the book. Then have it as your greatest gift for the year 2018 before you step into 2019. You should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That book is very good. When I read through, I was so surprised that 13 years ago, I already spoke on all this. That's why later on I came to know what people need at that time was not the Dhamma. I thought everybody was like me. With the Dhamma, you understand and you progress. I realize hardly anybody understood what I say at that time. So I say, anybody can understand 10% of what I share, they are already very good at that time. But not possible. That's why after that, I just reversed the whole teaching. I went back to basic, like ABC, kindergarten. Then I start all over again. That's why I went back to the Four Noble Truths, the Essential Dhamma, the Three Turning. Then slowly, slowly, I come out with the teaching. But when I did the Heart Sutta, the first thing I knew was the five aggregate of form in mind. That's why chapter one, I talk about that. But during that time, people are not ready. So that's why I didn't elaborate much. Then I recall the experience of 2005. That's why I dare not share too much on that at that time. If I go into it deep, I scared people will run away. So, no need. Then condition fall into place after so many years. That condition arise again, and Brother Tim sent it back to me. I actually found the hard copy, and I think somebody did the, I think it's Chin Hao, or who, I forgot already. You can convert the hard copy into the soft copy. Then from there, I added it into a word file. Then later on, I think Vertium convert into that book form. Then send it back to me. Then I edited it again. So now it's more readable. More readable. The language are less colloquial. Last time I all colloquial. Last time when if you don't listen to me speaking, you won't know what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, you translate into English, you transcribe, you really cannot understand. Because the colloquial word that time was like spoken language. Very difficult for people to develop the understanding. So now I have smoothened the language a little bit. Because sometimes these are the style of different speaker. Because at that time I scared people cannot understand. I keep on using the word isn't it? True or not? Correct or not? Actually the whole talk was full on that. So I got one physics teacher last time, not coming out, another one. I think he finally quit and didn't become a teacher. He was so timid, so fearful of facing the student. She come in, she only look at the, you all call the blackboard. It's actually green color, the clipboard. He looked there and talked to himself. Then he every time, isn't it? Isn't it? He scared people cannot understand. But actually he himself don't understand what he was teaching. So some of the students just laugh. Then they call him, "Good morning, Mr. Isn't It." That's like too bad, huh? You shouldn't say this to your teacher. But he was really having this phobia. He can't speak out at all. He can't really teach. He was looking at the whiteboard. So it's good that he changed career. Otherwise, it's not suitable for him. Not easy, you know. You think become teacher easier. First time you walk into the class, the student, although small size. That time my class was 40 or 40 plus. And everybody very smart, look at the teacher. So if you don't have that type of confidence, or you have not developed it through your education training, it's not easy to become a teacher. And at that time, you got to use chalk on. And the chalk, every time, I used to be the student sitting in front, I always help to clean the whiteboard. Then later on, as a class monitor, also it's my duty to go and clean all the board before the next teacher come in. So these are the things that you learn to develop your duty. Understand? When you do your duty without the ego, you won't complain. You have a lot of joy. And I still remember when my teacher asked me to help him or her to do something, I felt very good as a student. How you all experienced that before? Yeah? Even to carry book for the teacher, I felt so good. Because when I was walking, I think they got the record book and exercise book, they mark very heavy. Then they saw me. Then I look at the teacher. Then he know I want to help. "You want to help? Yeah. Come." He passed one palm to me. Then I carry it to the classroom. Then after that, the teacher very friendly to me. Anything he will ask me to help him or her. Then there is also a maths teacher. A form teacher in standard 2. He very scared of first term, second term, and third term. At that time, got to prepare report card. He don't know how to add. The form teacher, that time no calculator. You know, 9, 10 subject. Every student got to add. Then no computer to sort. Got to go and find who is number 1, number 2, number 3. I tell you, that is crazy. And when he knew my maths, arithmetic was very good. Standard 2, you remember I told you? All the other subjects, 0, my arithmetic 100 marks. He saw my arithmetic 100 marks. Come. He said, "Can you help me?" I said, "Can." He said, "I want to do up all this report card." He said, "I need somebody to act for me." So I said, "Can." Then I said, "All the marks, you pass to me, I get somebody to write on the whiteboard. As they write, the moment they finish, my answer there already. The moment they finish, my answer there." So the whole whiteboard, he just copy, then he put the answer. He didn't even check. Then after that, we help him. The highest mark, who? So I say, very easy. Anybody above 91, you sort them out. Then you cannot go wrong in that. Then, which one? You want the off here. Then the next one I say, about 80. Like that, you won't go wrong. Then at the most a few only. But in the middle one, a lot on. Then that one reduced. So because of that, those fail one also very little. So the grading, everything can be done within one period. So he was very happy. Then he said, "You will be a very good student." He said. He told me that I was only standard 2. And really, he was an Indian, Tyagaraja. And he was my form teacher. And I remember him. That's why you will have this understanding to help people. And this is right duty. I didn't know. Even at home, I help my father to open my shop, my father's shop, every day and close the shop. Then I sweep the floor, I clean things, and I help my mother. I don't know why, since young, I would do my duty. But after I married my wife, I didn't do much household work. Because she very efficient. Leave it to her. Home, yeah. Whole ball, I'm saying home, yeah. Good wife. I every time ask her, you are a good wife, you know. Cannot be like Oloka kids. Every time I ask, whole ball. Are you a good wife? How you answer your husband asks you? The husband never asks you. Never ask. I every time answer. I say home. Yeah. Well, you always say home. Yeah. So these are the things. When you appreciate life, when you know how to do your duty. That's why all these are carried forward from past life. I realized when I was young, I like to help people. Not in the sense that I go all out and help. No. I see that people need help and I can help. I will go and help. Even since young, I help my neighbor saw the last time the firewood. You had to go and pull using the guqia. But the hand one, not the one with the cow. The hand pull wagon. Then when all this, they call it the sawmill, when they put in the log, they have to shave off the bark, isn't it? So all this together with the sawdust, they sell on, they put one side and sell. So because it's sold to people very cheap. I remember the whole wagon we pull back, 10 cents only. Then when we pull back, it's very long, so we need to saw. Then sometimes too big log, we need to use the axe. Then that time they have to dry this firewood and make fire. You think got gas, auto or everything. Now, really, life as housewife is so much easier, even as a chef or a cook. In the olden day, not so easy. Okay, another few minutes. What you all want to discuss? Oh yeah, Hatsuta chanting. Correct, very good. Come, very song. Like meditating. Never mind, we all can sing. You have the chanting book? Nah, Pama Sri, use this. Use this to think. Come. You need this to think or not? no need. The heart sutta and the sing ching. Is he coming? they also can help to sing come in front. Sing 僧婆罗波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识即不如是，舍利子，是诸法空相不生不灭，不垢不净不增不减，是苦空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明意无明尽，乃至无老死意老死尽，故无寂灭道，无智无欲无得已无所得，故菩提萨埵罗波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，挂碍故颠倒梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得，如陀罗三藐三菩提故知，若波罗蜜多四大神咒，四大明咒，四无上咒，此无等等咒，能除一切苦，不思议故说般若波罗蜜多咒，所以说昼夜揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，地揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。 OK, let us rejoice. Sadhu.Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, then you make your aspiration. Aka satta cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakkantu loka sasana itawata chamihiSampadan punya sampadan Dewa anumodantu Sabba sampati sidiya Idang menya tinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotuSukita hontunya tayo Imina punyang kamina Mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu Yawa niwana patia Sadhu 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 Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam, and we end.